The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the first organization, the very first one, it's Professor Dan Maggio.
Hey, Matt.
How are you doing?
Great, great.
Kids went to their first robotics practice last night. They basically came back like rabid dogs. They were like foaming at the mouth. They were like, this is the greatest thing ever.
It's just the two, right?
It's just the two. My fourth grader and my eighth grader are starting to do the Lego robotics this year, and they are very excited. Continuing around the table, the man in the lime green tie is Professor Joe Abbasid.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Silver green, actually.
It is.
Very iridescent.
It is iridescent. There,
nobody can even see us.
No one can touch.
It's not going to matter
radio.
Much.
Oh, he's also got a pin on his lapel.
Yeah.
U of D Mercy Titans.
I know.
I love it here.
Titans. Fantastic.
On my other sports jacket, I have one, too.
Right.
He owns more than one? Wow.
Pin or sports jacket?
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Both.
Always looking dapper, no matter what is on his person. It's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Oh, him too.
Of religious studies.
Here I am.
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. No, you still look good, Joe. You look really good, actually.
Quite
dapper. Because
that,
very, very dapper.
Nice watch, too.
Oh, thank you. Man, it looks good on radio.
So what were you dabbling with? It's about this time every year you go over to the biology senior seminar.
Well, yes, the final... I guess the senior seminar or whatever it is, they all have to work on a project involving biology, society, and ethics. So I have to go over and explain what ethics is and what it's about so they'll know how biology relates to it.
Got it.
No, actually, they know that, but I have to give them some pointers about libraries and stuff.
Nice. Very, very nice. Continuing around the table, Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello, glad to join you.
Glad to have you with us. Everything must have gone well on your phone call.
I don't know about that.
You made the phone call. We hope you would know.
Are we allowed to say you were talking books, talking textbooks and stuff?
There was a book ordering snafu, and some books weren't ordered for my classes, which mostly can be accessed online, but it's impacting a few students who need to purchase their books at the bookstore. So working to resolve that issue.
Well, I have gotten very wary about that because one time the text that I used, I had ordered. It had gone into a new edition, and nobody told me, and I discovered that the first day of class when the students had a different book than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't know they would change the edition on you.
Oh, yes.
I guess you got to be careful on book orders.
Okay.
You got to check. I do that every time I'm ordering books. I go online to see what the most recent one is.
Evidently, you should also seek confirmation that it's been ordered.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know about that.
I just call John in the bookstore and say, has this been ordered?
That's what most people do around here, but not Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
The Chow man.
Is it because he doesn't teach here, or is it because he doesn't use books?
Both.
Oh, there you go.
Both.
Print is dead.
No,
excellent.
Actually, what I do for books in my class is I will bring them the book. They can take a look at it. And if they like it, they can purchase it for their own personal library.
I see. They certainly need sketchbooks and notebooks and things like that.
How much does a sketchbook cost?
It depends. The sketchbooks I use are about $10 a piece.
How many pages?
Are they?
62 pages, 50 to 60 pound weight.
Unbelievable.
Is it like cotton fiber paper?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
With the sketchbooks?
Carbon copy? Just
no.
Kidding.
No.
Okay. And 50 to 60 pound paper, it wouldn't go through.
It's a thick paper because I use marker and certain kids paint on them.
I'm just thinking of our laboratory notebooks, which are 50 to 100 pages of carbon copy.
And slightly more than $10 each.
And a lot more expensive.
I buy 24 pound paper when I need to print something classy, you know.
Classy? Hey, hold on. Where are you teaching?
This printer's for classy printing only. That sort of thing.
The swanky print.
We're also very, very lucky to have a guest panelist here with us this week, Associate Vice President for Marketing Communications, Gary Irwin.
Hi, everyone.
Thanks for stopping by and hanging out.
Thank you.
It's appreciate good to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, welcome, Gary.
In the beginning of the transition of everybody in your area to the name Gary, this is just another step up in that regard.
They call us the Garys.
is there a league of
Gary 1 and Gary 2?
Gary 1 and 2.
Wait.
This is like Ken the Hat here, isn't it?
Dr. Garibaldi literally will say, can you bring the Garys up?
Okay.
Wow. So it's like you come in six packs or something, you know?
That's better than Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
I'll add something to that. So in my group, there are seven of us. Four are named Kathy. So
are you an honorary Kathy?
Any with
the
exact same spelling?
Well, they're Kathy, and Kathleen.
Okay.
Close enough.
None of them spell Kathy with a C. So anyway, it's been an adjustment.
I guess.
What do they go by the last letter, like first grade, like Matt B and
We've
Matt S?
We've kind of gone to calling each other by our last names. Because it's just easier. But it's fun typing.
You can just act like you're in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Kathy did it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not any worse than us. We've got four Daves on our floor at CCS, and last year the kids decided to Photoshop all of our heads and make the four Daves of the Mount Rushmore with all the Daves in it. Yeah. And I'm suddenly Theodore Roosevelt.
All that's left is the reference to the Monty Python sketch, and everybody in the philosophy department must be named Bruce.
You're not the Donald.
Oh, bite your tongue. I'm not
orange enough. This is a program you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu, reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp, or find us on Facebook. We've got a very interesting set of questions. In the interest of full disclosure, Dan Maggio set these in motion, and they're just too much fun to pass up. They're very bite-sized, and here's hoping he doesn't remember putting them together.
Are they questions on Kathy?
They have nothing to do with Kathy's, but they are pretty interesting. You'll be given the last part of three compound words, all three of which have the same beginning word. So give the beginning word that they all have in common. I think we could do one as an example, you think, Dan?
Sure.
Giving away too
much? I don't remember what I wrote, but I will when you start asking.
I see. It's all short-term, long-term memory.
Yes.
So if I say set, star, trailer.
Movie.
You'd say movie. Yeah. Yes. Movie set, movie star, movie trailer. How about triangle, wing, turn?
Right.
Right. Ooh, Joe's on a tear here.
Man,
Joe's on a tear.
Oh, this is like Jim and Christmas carols.
Two words. Power tie. No, that's not a question. It's he's got powers because of that tie. Shed, vapor, bottle.
Water.
Water. Oh, man. Here we go. Man. You guys are hardcore.
Now it's Kendra, we're just sitting on the bench
over
here.
I'm sorry.
We're just having a rest.
We're spreading over your way.
Right. Yeah.
Kendra, the last set's for you, and you'll know why when you get to
Oh, no.
Diaper, baby,
oh,
diaper
no.
Questions or
what?
What's going on?
How about river, pie, light?
Moon.
Moon.
Moon river.
Moon river.
Greater, cake, cloth. A lull. Wow.
Carrot. No, just
oh,
kidding.
Oh, no, that's pretty good.
Wait a minute. What were they again?
Greater, cake,
cheese.
Cloth.
Cheese.
Yes. No, because I was thinking the other greater.
Yes.
Better than. Okay.
You know, cheese the greater and cheese the lesser, yes. Right? Line, tank, cloud.
Nine? No.
I'm hoping that a chemist would be able to get this one.
Oh, no pressure on Kendra at
all. Line, tank, and cloud.
Cloud.
Electron? Cloud.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Electron tank. No.
It's a lot of electrons.
It's a lot of electrons.
A chemist should get this. A yes. Tank. Gas.
Gas. Yes. Gas.
Gas. Gas. Line.
Gas tank. Gas cloud. How about sail, cake, stop?
Electron?
Oh. No.
Oh, darn.
Electron cake. Yeah, what the heck? Sail, cake, stop.
Bake. No.
No.
Bake
stop sounds like a great idea.
Ooh,
we should have more of those. Put them on the interstates, will you?
How is sale spelled?
S-A-L-E.
Oh, good question.
Okay.
S-A-L-E.
I wonder if it would help.
Garage?
If I say, coming in for less than appropriate. Let's see. Made with a lot of butter and not a lot of flour.
Pound?
And a person who plays for a baseball team.
Pitcher, catcher, outfielder, shortstop.
Short. Short sale, shortcake, shortstop. Yes.
Oh,
there you go.
The Hervé Velasquez would have been a better.
How about pike around style?
Turn.
Turn. Okay. Turn is the word we're looking for.
T-U-R-N, not T-E-R-N.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No Arctic turns here. Pipe, breaker, mill.
Circuit. No.
Ooh, circuit pipe.
Circuit. Corn. No, not corn.
Pipe, breaker, mill.
What? Oh, no, I know.
This is tough.
Pipe. Wind.
Wind.
Oh, I was about to give my classic
completely indecipherable clues, but last one. Wig, shot, ache.
Ear.
Kristen?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, Kristen.
Kristen shot. Kristen ache. Oh, I have a Kristen ache today. Okay, how about this? Name that game. In what game, what type of game, would you hear the term left bower?
Euchre.
Euchre, for sure. Absolutely.
The Michigan Collegiate game.
The Michigan game. There was a card game that was unique to Michigan.
I lost my degree in the game of euchre.
So. And what kind of a game would you take a lover's leap? I've never actually played this game before. Ever.
Is it like Love Connection or...
No, these are all basically...
Is it a card game?
Card games and board games.
Lover's
leap. Would you say Love Connection?
I don't know. There's a
I can't believe that that's back on TV.
I know.
It's brutal. It's just brutal. It says here that it would be found in a game of backgammon. I'm just not a backgammon guy.
I am,
but I've never heard of that.
It's a roll of six and a five. You take your beginning piece all the way to the far end over the bar.
Yeah. It's a lover's
leap. I've never read that rule.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a rule. It's just a reference to a roll and a move. You say skeptically. I'm going to check
very
it.
Very skeptically.
There are some people, they call it a Tubbs.
No, they don't.
In what game can you score a point for knobs?
Oh, wow. Oh.
One point for knobs.
It's not knobs. Bowling, pool.
Pinochle.
How do you spell knobs?
You're pretty close.
N-O-B-S.
Cribbage?
It's cribbage. It's N-O-B-S for knobs.
That's right. Yeah.
Cribbage.
Oh, no.
That was obscure.
That was very obscure.
Or we could go down Jim's route again. In what kind of a game would you get points for making a marriage?
Bridge?
Not bridge.
Pinochle?
Pinochle. Oh, you just said pinochle.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh,
I was going to guess that because
there you go.
Your helpful hint, but then I thought it was too obvious.
We've run out of card games already, so.
Which
no,
game
we haven't. Oh, we haven't had Rook. We haven't had Crazy Eights. We haven't had Hearts.
Rook.
Old Man.
Go Fish.
Melbourne's.
What game uses the very rarely used en passant move? E-N-P-A-S-S-A-N-T.
Is that chess?
It's chess, yes.
That's
chess.
Not a card game.
Two pawns pass by each other and you can kill one that way. In this game, if you're lucky, you can shoot the moon.
Oh, bridge. No.
That's not what it says here. Shooting the moon means getting them all.
Yeah,
pool?
The moon.
No,
it's actually
hearts.
Hearts. Hearts. Yeah, hearts.
I was going to say,
you got it.
Dan's having a bout of angina over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This card game lets you buy insurance.
Life. You can't.
Card game?
Oh.
Life is a card game? No, you can buy insurance.
It is true.
Wait a minute. Backgammon was not a card game.
Well, yeah, but it didn't say it was a card game. It said in which game could you take a lover's leap?
You just said card game, though.
Oh,
I didn't know we were limited to card games.
No, we're not.
Only in this one question.
Oh, okay.
Only in this question. In this card game, you can buy insurance.
Like,
blackjack.
Yeah, it's got to think casino.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm thinking like, wait, I remember. Remember those little life insurance policies in the Game of Life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the Art Linkletter.
Yep.
You know, I love those things. Nobody knows who Art Linkletter is anymore. Curse it all.
You might, quote, finesse in this game, unquote.
Finesse.
What can you finesse? This is also a card game.
I don't play finesse card games.
Nobody said spades yet.
No.
Gin Rummy. Should we just start going
I think Jim actually said this.
I think it's bridge.
It's bridge.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Another game I've never played. Another person who's never been in my kitchen, Alex. If all else fails in this game, you can always count it as chance.
Oh.
Would you call this a dice game, Dan?
Yeah.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, twos and jokers are wild in this game. It's got a funny name. Starts with the letter C.
Canasta?
Canasta.
Canasta, yes.
My grandmother used to play that all the time.
That would make a great James Bond villain.
And you have to make mail to put your cards
canasta.
Down.
Canasta.
No,
you got to get some alliteration,
kind of like,
though.
It's kind of like Scaramanga, but Canasta, you know, kind of, you know, a sidekick.
Kathy Canasta or something.
All right, nice. So this is the category that Dan thought would appeal to Kendra, because basically you're going to do all sorts of numerical estimations, and I'm going to estimate how long it's going to take us to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. From the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
Oh, gee, who is he today?
I'll just read a lovely article about Australia.
Professor Arthur Beer from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts was a regular on Ask the Professor from 1988 to 1999. Arthur still makes guest appearances on the show from time to time, and he always seems to come up with a different character voice when greeting the listeners at the start of the show.
From the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
How do you do?
Now, Arthur wasn't the only Ask the Professor panelist known for his impersonations. You see, one day, the late Professor George Pickering was a little tardy in getting to the studio, so somebody had to at least try to fill in for him.
On my right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin. Aren't you going to introduce George?
Oh, yes. I forgot about George.
How could you ever?
I don't know. George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always, yeah. Okay. Thank you for filling in for George, yes. On Kathy's right, also from the Department of History, Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And on Greg's right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello, Arthur. And entering the room right now from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department.
He's already been introduced.
Professor George Pickering.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always. Yes, yes. Did I miss something?
Not really.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, no.
And we are back, and Dan is sitting patiently trying to remember all the questions that he wrote, and these are actually pretty fun here, Dan. I like how you color-coded the correct responses in red. It really helps me.
Oh, I know you have trouble sometimes.
Yeah, I do have trouble.
Are you going to send in questions, Matt, like 48-point type and in Braille? And, you know, do I have to send in pictures? I mean,
oh, my. Let's see what happens here. This category is called How Many. In the first move of any chess game, how many possible moves are there?
10.
It says it's more than 10.
What?
14.
Okay. It says it's more than 14.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so it's, the pawns can move one or two.
The
so
knights can move.
No, Gary's right. That's 16, just 16. For the pawns.
And the two knights can move four places. Mm-hmm. So somebody do math for me. That's why I went to art school.
What's 20 so far.
20 is what it says, yeah. Those are the 21st
teamwork.
Moves. Could be a pawn or a knight. Mm-hmm. Very well done. The NBA requires the average of how many PSI to inflate its basketballs?
30?
24.
It's quite a bit lower than the numbers you're saying.
18.
Yeah, quite a bit lower than that.
3.
12.
Unless Tom Brady.
8.
I was just waiting for a Tom Brady joke.
Yeah, frankly. Well.
It's just a setup.
The deflate game.
It says it's 8.
What's the temperature?
Good point.
That's a good question.
And are they playing in Denver?
Yeah, exactly.
Those balls are awfully hard to be only 8 pounds of pressure.
8 pounds of pressure. What, how thick
are they? Imagine 30?
Yeah, yeah. It's
amazing. You're going to say last.
I was thinking of a tire.
How about this one? In classic Clue, so the original Clue
Love
board
it.
Game, how many possible solutions are there to the crime?
Oh, for the whole... Okay, now I got to figure out how many weapons. There, because it's what?
I'll help add.
Actually, you know what I got
to Okay, the classic one, right? So there's rope, the candlestick, the revolver, the lead pipe.
But then there's also the character in the room.
So the character, the weapon, and the room.
Yeah.
So all three of those times.
I'm trying to remember how many rooms there are and how many characters there are.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 rooms.
8 characters.
And 8 characters?
8 rooms, 8 characters.
Are there 8 weapons?
Sure, why not?
Well,
yes.
I think there are 6 characters. The original, I know I wrote this, but I think there were 6.
No. Original Clue.
I was just guessing.
Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum.
The older lady
plum,
with the gray hair.
Great older lady with gray
White,
hair.
Mrs. White.
Mrs. White. Mrs. White, which has now been replaced, I think.
Was there Ginger and Marianne?
Scarlet.
No.
Scarlet, Miss Peacock. So there's 3 ladies, 3 gentlemen. Yeah, you're right. There's 6 characters. Mustard, Plum, Mr. Green.
Yeah. Mr. Green.
Yes.
No. Green something.
Well, it's a Greek, but depending on the British version.
All right.
All right.
Six characters.
Eight rooms.
Okay, that's
unknown amount of weapons. 48
possibilities times how many
weapons?
How many weapons? There's the lead pipe. There's the
candlestick.
Rope. Revolver.
I'll say 404.
I mean, you're really, really close. It's 324. Yeah. It's 9 rooms, 6 characters, 6 weapons. That's original.
9 rooms.
What's the 9th room?
The bathroom, I guess.
The conservatory.
The conservatory. That's outside.
The parking deck.
That was good, though.
Oh, I thought there was 8 rooms. What's in the center?
The outhouse.
Weren't there stairs in the center where you put the envelope?
Yes, I thought the center was.
Isn't that a possible room in the crime?
No, because isn't that where all the cards go in the center where the envelope is?
You'll have to take it up.
Well, that's the question.
You wrote the question.
No, because
I wrote that question like 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
No, less than that.
According to the Department of State.
What?
The Department of State of the United States. How many letters of the alphabet have only one country that starts with that letter? Places you can travel to, according to the U.S. Department of State.
Yemen?
Yemen is one of them. Why?
Mm-hmm. Qatar?
Qatar is one of the other ones, yes.
Zimbabwe?
No,
because there's a few Zs.
There's also Zambia.
Yeah.
You're actually in the right part of the earth to answer the third letter.
Uruguay.
I think there's other Us.
Uzbekistan? V. No, it's V.
It's not V.
Vietnam. WXYZ.
What, is there an X one?
Apparently, there's either no X's or multiple X's because it's not on the list.
Maybe there's no X's.
Okay, I would say no X's.
Y and Q are the only ones so far.
So far, there's only one more left. And if I tell you the name of the country, you obviously can figure out. Oh,
okay. No, he said it's in the same geographical region.
Yes, it is. It says here the last one is Oman. It's O.
There's only one O?
One O.
It's hard to believe.
There's not more O countries?
As many cities that begin with O, you'd think a few countries would.
That's true. Okay. According to Wikipedia, how many years has the longest running U.S. TV show been on the air, and what is it?
The Simpsons, 28, 29.
That's not what it says, but that's a great guess.
Why?
It's Monday Night Football.
It's not Monday Night Football.
Gunsmoke. Mm-mm. 60 Minutes.
I could go one way or the other. If you want me to give you the number or the name of the show, you'll have to guess the other.
Wait.
Okay. Give us how many years? Because there's only
you
so
want
many.
The years?
Yeah.
It's a lot of years. It's been on the air for 69 years, and it's Meet the Press.
Meet the Press.
Or as I like to call it, Press the Meat.
I mean, hasn't TV only existed for about 70 years?
Just about, yeah.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Of course, I can remember when it was grainy and in black and white.
Yeah, well, that's because you got to get a better set. Yeah.
How many counties are there? How many counties are there in the great state of Texas? You can take a look at the big purple.
100.
It is way more than 100.
312.
It's less than that.
205.
Very close. Well, it's 254 counties.
You stole my thunder.
So many counties.
So many counties. 254.
Oh my god.
And some of them are probably just wasteland.
Only Dan Maggio would know approximately how many pounds a curling stone weighs.
42.
Oh my gosh, right on the dot.
I've curled before.
All right, well,
42 pounds?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Stone. Well, it's regulation, overhand. You know. It's got to be the right shape, and it's got to be the right
weight.
It
just doesn't look that heavy.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
Since we are the most backward country in the world, and we haven't adopted the metric system formally, how many teaspoons are there in a gallon?
Okay, oh, so no.
Two teaspoons make a tablespoon.
No. Wait. We shouldn't rely on the Canadian for help here.
Dave, it's 3, by the way.
Oh, 3? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So there's 3 teaspoons per tablespoon.
And I think there's 2 tablespoons per ounce. Because a tablespoon is 15 mils and 30 mils is an ounce.
See, now we're doing it the way we
should. 256?
I know, but I'm using metric.
256 is low.
So
how many per
teaspoons per gallon?
Yeah.
There would be
512
then.
6 teaspoons.
Closer, but still not there.
6 teaspoons in an ounce.
So 16.
So ounces. And then a gallon is 128 ounces.
So 4.
So it's 16 times that. I don't know.
What just happened?
Usually we'd ask Dan to do this, but, well...
I mean, six times. Excuse me, six times.
No, listen, I'm good with cups and quarts, but I don't go down to teaspoons.
Does anybody have Jeff Boats on speed dial?
I mean,
how many teaspoons is in the... What? Did we get up to 715?
You're right. You're right, Jim. It's 768
Okay, seven times 128.
Yep, you got it. You got it. Very, very good.
Oh, man, I'm passing a brainstone. This is hurting.
And, of course, Dan's really going to get a kick out of, there are measurements called smidgens and dashes.
I like this one. Yeah,
how many smidgens are in a dash?
Take a shot, Gary. You might as well.
12.
It's lower, but you're pretty close. It says here it's four. Four smidgens per dash.
Well, you know, in times past, idiot, imbecile, and feeble-minded were all diagnoses that had specific symptomology.
Very true, very true. Someone defined using metric measurements of seconds a jiffy a few years ago, and I'm like, that's already pretty brutal. It's sort of in the smidgen category.
A jiffy.
Last but most certainly not least, and I think we're going to have to do this mathematically.
Oh, no.
How many Earths could fit inside the volume of Jupiter?
Whole lot.
Let's see if you guys can get to the right order of magnitude. I think that would be appropriate. A whole lot is acceptable for partial credit.
Oh, boy.
10 to the 6th. 10 to the 4th.
Close.
How many Herve Velocheses can fit on Fantasy Island?
Kendra said 10 to the 4th. That's a little bit high.
9,000.
That's a little bit high.
Oh.
1,000.
It's 1,300. Okay. 1,300 Earths could fit inside the volume of Jupiter.
Isn't that as many as I was thinking it could be for a minute there?
Well, I believe that they've surmised. We all saw the picture this last week. How could we not have that? If you take the land and the lake area of Michigan, that Hurricane Irma basically eclipsed it almost perfectly. I think that you can fit an Earth easily inside the Great Red Spot. So now imagine a storm larger than our planet. That's a pretty big storm if you start thinking about it. So those are great questions, Dan. Those are awesome.
Those are great questions.
Give Dan a coffee mug.
Yeah, with my coffee mug.
Or give him a buzzer. Now comes the time, Associate Vice President Irwin, where we all say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. I didn't contribute, but...
I think you did fine.
You inspired more. All.
Dave.
See you.
Kendra.
Bye.
Jim.
Sayonara.
Joe.
Take care.
Dan.
Thanks. Bye.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and technically our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.